Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Dill.
The Big Dill.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Money Bags. How you do today? You do all right? How you do? Nah, man.
He's awfully quiet in there.
Come on in here. Come on, Bags. How you do today?
I mean, before you start talking balance is looking just fine.
I'm not talking about your balance, and I'm not talking about it.
I lost over $500 today.
You got the... Brandon Scott stopped everything he was doing.
Five Benjamin Franklins.
I thought you did well with Verlander. You got the strikeouts. You got the homer off of Bregman. You had a prop bet off of Bregman. You got the two bases.
You had about $10, about $2 on Bregman.
You got the bases you needed from Diaz. How the hell you lose $500?
Well, here's the story. First of all, I had a fairly large, substantial bet on the Astros winning this series against the Red Sox, because they had been so dominant against them. They came into this series, I think, winning six or seven straight. That hurt. I also lost a pretty substantial amount on the Astros -1 and the over 4.5. That one hurt the worst.
Hey, man, 3 up, 3 down, and that's -500. Damn, you need to break even.
Hey, you can get it back tomorrow.
Nailed 3?
Damn right.
I mean, if you didn't nail that damn home run, I thought for sure, man, that first inning, you were good. You came back, got the strikeouts, check. He did his deal. Well, he said, in my ear, Verlander strikeouts, check.
Well, if it wasn't for the Verlander strikeouts and that Bregman home run, instead of losing 500 a day, I would have lost about 750. So,
I just can't even live like that.
It's fun. It's exhilarating.
That does not sound fun.
I mean, you're in a bad spot right now, T, but you can get it back tomorrow.
What? You're damn right, Dirty. And that's what we're going to do.
I don't know.
Because scared money, don't like money.
No, I think you should cut. You just pull that cash out. You're in the green, and let's just chill for a little bit.
I might actually do that with the New Braunfels trip.
I think you should pull a grand.
Let's get through this 14-game stretch here.
Okay. All right. Might be onto something.
Yeah, they got the Orioles, they got the Royals, they got the Phillies. Like, let's.
I could cover my buy-in for my fantasy draft this weekend.
You know what? I don't know why I'm wasting my breath. You're not going to do that.
Nah, I'm not. Nah. Try again, B. Scott.
He's owned it.
Oh, he said this is truly degenerate behavior.
He's owned it. This isn't even worse. I mean, I'll be honest.
I've never denied that. I am a degenerate.
I'm proud of it.
100%.
All right, let's get to Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, who did hit a home run that made you money today. Not enough clearly, but he did hit a home run, led the game off with a homer, but was the DH. Didn't play in the field, did not play third base. Here is Alex Bregman post-game about him potentially going back into the field and playing third base.
Do you feel like you're going to be able to play the field soon?
We'll see. I feel like the rest of the year is going to be kind of just a fluid situation. Take it day by day and see how it feels every single day and kind of make a decision as it goes. Through today for the first time, arm felt good. Didn't feel any pain or discomfort or anything. It's just going to be one of those things. Take day by day and kind of see how it feels the rest of the year going forward.
How you feel about it, Ron?
No. A fluid situation.
Well, this is not good.
I mean, that's your new Houston Astros DH, Alex Bregman.
Because I thought he played a light catch yesterday, Alex says, first time he threw today. By the way, more of that, Bregman said he isn't feeling any pain when he swings or throws. It's more so if I put my arm in weird positions or sleep weird or something like that, that kind of flares it up. So just trying to not do that. Also said they're swelling. Obviously, there is nothing structurally wrong with the UCL, but some little gremlins in there causing some swelling that you just are going to have to try and mitigate through the rest of the year and keep the swelling out. These guys find ways, man. They not only find ways to win ball games like they did earlier this week, but they find ways to just come up with the oddest injuries.
Yeah.
And now it's fluid. Meet your new third baseman, which means meet your new designated hitter, which means your old DH is now your new left fielder every day. And that makes me nervous.
Yeah. That didn't make me nervous. I mean, we all know it makes you nervous. No, I like you. I like you on the outfield. I like what it does for the lineup. Like you mentioned earlier, I like Diaz at first, where you can put Caratini at catcher. I like it. And now, thankfully, Diaz can play first, so you don't need him to DH. And now you got an open DH spot.
I know what
for Bregman.
I know what you like. What do you think Joe's gonna do? You think Joe's gonna put Dubon at third every day?
When it matters.
When it matters, you do. It's like if they started a playoff series right now. And
I think he'd be at third.
And he'd be at third. He'd be the D, and then Bregman be the DH.
Bregman be DH. Jordan left field. Diaz at first. Caratini catching.
All right.
I think that's what he would do. Now, if Bregman's healthy, I still think there's a chance where we could see again this year where Dubon ends up in center field when it matters the most.
You think you could see him in center when it matters the most?
I mean, if things unfold that way, well, they've loved him significantly. Now it's been more this year. You're right, but there's not. I mean, you can't deny a lot of what we see. So we'll see how that all unfolds. I think when it matters most, though, in the playoffs come around, I think they're going to put their best lineup.
Listen, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I mean, I've got some cut ability, but I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But when he says he isn't feeling any pain when he swings or throws, are they just saying to themselves, we just need the swelling to go down before we have you in the field to throw, even though there's no pain? He says he feels the pain when he puts his arm in weird position. But throwing would seem like a weird, an unnatural position, but I don't know. When he says no pain when he swings or throws, I wonder what's the thought process with him not throwing.
Well, I think that the action of throwing is what, I don't know that anybody's ever needed Tommy John from swinging a bat. The action of throwing is actually what aggravates whatever's going on in that.
Just the thought if he throws, he makes it worse.
Even though
he's not having any pain.
Yeah, if he does throw, he could potentially make it worse. The swelling happens again, then he can't swing a bat, which I would imagine that's why the last 5 days he didn't play.
They said it's still swelling.
I don't know. I'm no doc. We'll see.
I want to try it.
You want to try what?
Gremlins
in the UCL?
No, I want to try to sleep to see if I can get my arm, my elbow to swell up like that. I want to know the positioning he was in. Because I just want to experience it.
5 o'clock.
I don't at all. I'd like to wake up with all my limbs working just right.
But a foul tip will end it. Caught by Wong this time, and that'll do it for the Astros in the ninth. One hit, one left on the Red Sox after losing seven in a row to the Astros over two seasons. Win the last two games of the series and sent Houston on the road with a 3-3 homestand.
All right, the Astros lose 4-1. I almost read that.
Tyler almost
like that
got him.
Title.
Yeah, Tyler titled it.
Son of a bitch!
Almost got him.
Listen, it was a tough one. You lost the series. Tyler lost $500 plus, and a lot of it because the bet of the series. You lose the series. Right now, you got a 4.5-game lead. I'm sure Seattle will lose, and it'll probably go back to 5. But you got a 4.5-game lead. But I think today for the Astros was a much more positive day. Bregman returned. I don't know if he can throw, but he returned and he swung the bat, stayed hot. But to me, the big thing today and what today was about Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander, in his return from the IL, goes 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts on 76 pitches. And this was impressive because he threw 41 in the first 2 innings and gave up a run in each of the first 2 innings while throwing 41 pitches, and it didn't seem like he was going to last long. The most he had thrown in his rehab start was his last one in Corpus, was 57 pitches in 4 innings. But he got through this thing, and in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th inning, he didn't just get through them. He was kind of dominant in there. A lot of the strikeouts came there. So to me, Clint, this was a win for Justin Verlander and the Astros. The way he looked now, you feel like he's going to keep building to this, and there is confidence that you may be getting the Justin Verlander that you're hoping to get, the front of the rotation version of Justin Verlander.
Yeah, look, it's just great to have him back, and at this point appear to have no negative response to the pitching and throwing 76 pitches in a big league game. I mean, at this point, I'll be happy with that. It was a good day for all of us Astros fans, without a doubt. And then obviously the ripple effect of being able to go to the 6-man rotation is gonna help. As you mentioned, the workload that specifically Ronel Blanco has had is, you know, to take a little bit off those guys' shoulders or arms, literally, would be big. So the ripple effect of Verlander being back is powerful.
Yeah, it was huge, man. And I'll be honest, man, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew he battled. I didn't know what to expect. And then after those first 2 innings, especially what the Red Sox tend to do with pitchers and how they work pitchers and make them work, that to me is like, yo, all right, that guy's going to start game one. That dude, like that, and the way Fromber's been pitching, now you feel it and you feel really good. You know, every 6 days that you got somebody out there with him that's going to – like, that's the thing is he wasn't just solid. Those last 3 innings were Hunter Brown, Framber, his old top of the rotation guys stuff. And that's big time for –
Who do you get just on the Astros front, not necessarily starting pitching? We already mentioned Ronel Blanco, the young arm, Spencer Arrighetti. You wonder about those guys. But it seems like Otete's getting touched up a little bit more than he was earlier in the season.
Taylor Scott, yeah. Probably been seen a lot.
Yeah,
maybe his arm getting tired too, getting up. It could help the bullpen as well. You know, depending on how long he's able to go in starts, right? Like, hopefully, like today was 5 innings. Hopefully, you know, he can get back to his normal pitch count. And that's the thing is, these guys aren't just pitching well. I mean, Kikuchi has perfected Kikuchi.
You say?
Yeah, he has perfected.
I love Kikuchi.
As Tyler knows, he has perfected the 5 2/3 innings. But outside of, of that, like, these guys are going deeper in games too, so hopefully that helps as well. Only thing is if somebody blows up like Ronel did last night, not able to get through into the fourth, like, now you got to piggyback and we'll see what happens there. But I think all in all, a big day for the Houston Astros with Justin Verlander.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Cleveland Browns, really depending on you-know-who, and Kevin Stefanski, their head coach, Clint said Deshaun Watson had general arm soreness today and was held out of most drills.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't rule him out of playing against the Seahawks, but he has not played in...
Ooh, Tommy John for Deshaun or what?
Oh, well, I mean, that's a leap. I mean, let's go. Let's go.
Jump the gun a little on that. I'm not wishing it on him or anything.
But, I mean, your excitement level would seem to be, to be rather high, but that is handing the keys to Jameis right now.
Not on the specific Deshaun Watson. I guess it is.
Water has no soul.
The dynamic of what's going on in Cleveland is wild, man.
He hasn't played a preseason game yet. I don't think.
Just think about all of it, Ron. I mean, not just that he hasn't played, but he's making $250 million guaranteed.
I think it was 230, but I got
230.
You.
I'm sorry. And Jameis Winston is doing everything that you would want your starting quarterback to do. He's calling the team up.
They're one with water.
You watch these videos.
He's the one.
I called you a fool the other day. Not literally, but damn near did.
You thought it, didn't you?
I did, yes. I thought, man, you're crazy. That dude is a clown. You watching videos? They are, Ron. He is, outside of the silly ass, the comments that he makes, like you watching, it's believable.
Water has no soul.
He loses me with that stuff right there.
He's probably got 45% of the team.
I wonder if every time Deshaun does something like this, and I'm not saying he's doing it on purpose, but every time something like this happens to Deshaun, he gains more. He gains a bigger percent of the team. You can't tell me right now, and I'm talking right now before the season starts, you can't tell me that there's not a percent of that team that would just as soon have Jameis Winston out there than Deshaun Watson.
I'm not going to let it take my
Bro, he's calling the team up. He's giving the team pep talks. He's the one that He's the one that when they come off the sideline, when the special teams have to kick a field goal, come off the sideline, he's the one giving them low fives, man.
He said he was there to serve Deshaun.
Hey, man.
Deshaun ain't in there. He's serving.
I'm going to tell you what. Look, Jameis Winston, he got that. There's a real Jack Easterby vibe going on, and I mean it in a positive way, if it's even possible. I mean that in a positive way. I'm talking about how Jack got there. Like, you can't tell me that Jameis Winston doesn't smell an opportunity. You cannot tell me. I mean, this dude's out here. They're posting videos of him amping the team up. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson is posting videos of him and his gal modeling clothes around a damn.
You got a little bit of Rolls Royce. It was clean, too, boy.
It was clean, but what the hell are we doing? I mean, I'm telling you, man, that is...
He's coming off of shoulder surgery, right?
Deshaun?
Yeah, that's what he was...
I mean,
this is just general arm soreness?
Bro, Stefanski's got to be going, man, what are we doing?
Well, that's the other part is like, man... Like, when you say his teammates, like, dude, is this always something?
Always something, man.
Something hurt. Like, are you really this hurt? Like,
and meanwhile, you out here modeling. I'm telling you, man, that ain't going to fly, man. That ain't going to fly, boss.
Yeah. By the way, also, the Giants general manager, fellas, said, was asked, are they looking for any way to fill up their quarterback room, to kind of their quarterback room? They said, why would we be doing that?
Hmm.
He can't play dead
really
in a
like, harbor. DeVito or whatever his name is.
Well, why would we be doing that? All right. I think this is interesting. Clint watched the All-22 and got some intel from other guys that are more experts in run game than he is. And he watched all of the carries of Damian Pierce. He'll tell you what he saw. Did it get better? Did it get worse? We'll discuss that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
No Josh Hader today as the Astros lose 4-1. But good news, Ryan Pressly did throw a bullpen session today, and they don't think he's going to need a rehab start. A rehab assignment. So whenever he is ready to come off the IL, he should join the team immediately. So that's good.
Ain't playing no games with Pressly, huh?
No, not the back, man. No fluid situation with the back of Ryan Pressly. Fluid situation with Alex Breckman. But no fluid situation on the back. We'll remind you of that with Alex Bregman a little bit later on. Fluid situation, baby. He's the new, as Clint said, welcome into your new designated hitter.
You're welcome. Well, I want to introduce everybody to your new designated hitter for the Houston Astros, Alex Bregman.
Hey, B. And the DH. All right, Clint, you were sitting here yesterday, and you had that look in your eye of, it's worse than I thought. That's a look it seemed like you had. You had the All-22, and you wanted to sit down and watch from the best angle you could possibly watch to see everything, to see it all, to see Damian Pierce, to see the offensive line, to see the scheme, to see it all. And it was bad when we were up in the press box. And I know you were saying, man, you just can't, they ain't going to be able to continue to just kind of hide this. And then you watched it, and it seemed like the look in your face, it was even worse than you initially thought by watching it in the press box live.
Yeah, look, D'Amico Ryans talked today about needing to block it up and Damian Pierce needing more opportunities. They got to block better. They got to run block better. And there's no doubt about that. But there's bad on top of bad when you look at the first team run plays. And it's just more of the same of what we saw last year up front. And then it's more of the same from Damian Pierce. It's just, you know, there's counters. There's powers, which are both G schemes, where you're pulling a guard and leading a guard, at guard and a tight end at times. And there's true zone runs. It's not one scheme or the other, guys. As I've told everybody all along, it's not one scheme or the other. It is. They're doing it all. And Damian Pierce, for whatever reason, is. I think the best way to put it is he is playing the game as if he has zero instincts. He's playing the game as if he has zero instincts.
Like, what do you think he's back there thinking before the handoff? Like, you think he's got a whole bunch of stuff in his head, just thinking about a whole. What do you think Joe Mixon's thinking when he's sitting back there?
Oh, I think it's an afterthought. Let me put it in quarterback sense, right? Like, when I'm quarterbacking, like, or CJ's quarterbacking, CJ has worked his footwork. And his drop, whatever drop he needs, his ball handling skills, he's worked him so much to where when he calls a play, whatever that play may be, he knows immediately, it just triggers the footwork that goes with it, and it's all memorized, and he just does it because he knows he's going to have to read the safety and react to the safety, read the corner, does the corner sit hard, does the corner bail, is it man, you know, what happens? And then you've got to act accordingly.
God bless, brother.
You bet, man. You need to throw it with air. Do you need to drive it? Like, what kind of throw is it? Do you throw it outside? Do you throw it inside? Do you throw it right at him? Those decisions are being made in real time, right? He's not thinking about his drop. He's not thinking about the ball handling. Like, that is second nature. Once he hears the play call, he's like a robot. Boom, I know exactly what that is. The part that he's doing is he's reacting to what the defense does post-snap, what his key does post-snap to tell him where to go with the football, and the whatever kind of throw he needs to make. The underneath coverage is dictating that. How tight the corner is dictating that. Like, Damian Pierce is sitting back there with a play called, and he's thinking about his footwork. You know what I mean? He's thinking about, I've got a counter. I got a guard, tight end counter to my left. That means when the play's called, he's going, okay, so the guard and the tight end are pulling. I've got to be patient and let those guys go. And then when I see the crease, hit the crease, right? Instead of just going, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the handoff this way. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to be patient, let the tight end work. And then whatever I see, I'm going to react. I'm going to bounce it outside. I'm going to shoot it up inside behind the tight end. I'm going to react. It seems like there's no instincts, right? That's a counterplay that's called.
Which is crazy because we've seen him run with instincts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. You know, that's the counterplay that was called. You look at the run down inside the 10-yard line where it was shotgun and he handed it off and he ran up Kenyon Green's ass, right? Again, that's a G scheme. I don't know exactly what kind of scheme it was because you had a weird concept going on, but you're pulling the guard and Kenyon Green is blocking. Could Kenyon have done a better job? Sure, he could have done a better job. But at the end of the day, the last thing a running back with good instincts does is run up the back end of his offensive lineman. Either stay tight to the tight end that blocked down before Kenyon Green got to his block and hug the tight end's butt and just hit that crease or bounce it outside. Do something other than run right up his tail end. You can't continue to do that. And then you look at the sweep. Everybody remembers the sweep. He threw it out wide. D'Amico was talking about there's an unblocked linebacker in the hole. Poor concept. Bobby Slowick's got to figure that out. The receiver should have blocked the corner. I get it. But when you get out there, there's an unblocked linebacker inside. Dip down inside and then bounce back outside that the lineman that pulled for you.
But that would be instincts.
It's all instincts. Yeah. It's all instincts. It's all post-snap reaction to what's going on. And you can't be thinking, okay, counter – these are my steps, and I got to be patient.
Which would explain sometimes him thinking so much that he misses it when it's actually there because he's got so much. I mean, you can't in any sport you cannot play when you're up in your head all the time.
You cannot do it,
and it's not just reaction.
You cannot do it, and that to me, in all sports, that's the thing that makes sense to me. Like that will explain the backslide with Damian Pierce, where I think, again, I've said this a million times, when he was with Pep Hamilton, it was a keep it simple, play fast, just hit it downhill kind of style. And he did that consistently. And the O-line played that way consistently. This is probably a much more sophisticated ask of what they think, the different stuff that they're trying to run, and he's just in his head overthinking it. And after getting benched last year, the way he was doing it with Pep Hamilton got him benched. Now all of a sudden he's trying to do it their way, and he's in his own head, and he's losing his instincts. And so I think he's just lost. Damian Pierce, again, is just playing the game. I think the best way for me to couch it is playing the game with no instincts after he touches leather. And then on the flip side of that, this offensive line is just it's inexcusable. The fullback on a coming out run where the tailback is 7 yards deep in the end zone after Stingley's pick, the fullback just completely whiffs on Brian Burns on the defensive end. So luckily, it wasn't a safety. That just absolutely can't happen. I mentioned the play earlier where the wide receiver should have blocked the corner. It was Diggs, I think. Should have blocked the corner. That would have left the linebacker for the lineman that was pulling. Schematically, that play shouldn't happen. You know, it's not schematics. It's how you block the corner or the safety, and they should have blocked the corner. So it's not just one thing or the other. It's all this stuff, and it's all inexcusable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's going to end up costing Damian Pierce's job. There's nothing you can do with the offensive line. The offensive line is you just hope like hell that you've got a back that can make guys miss and make something out of nothing.
Especially when you see some other backs on the team who have, at least at some point, have a run or two where they've made something.
Yep.
Out of nothing.
Well, that's the thing. You're in a position offensively where – If your back can't make something out of nothing, then you have no run game.
Yeah.
So it you turn into, okay, what back do I have that can make a guy miss with as much instant penetration that we're getting or as many run throughs as we're getting with these linebackers? Who can reverse field the best?
Yeah.
Right? Who can
that doesn't mean that Joe Mixon may have to sit too.
No, I mean, we hear Joe Mixon talking about being a total back. This is a proven total back. He should be fine. But boy, it's for me, it's frustrating what I'm watching.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we'll give you if you've missed it, you're just joining us, we'll give you the latest update. We'll let you hear from Alex Bregman himself as he gives an update on his situation, as well as a few other things. And Tyler is he said he needs to tell us about something that happened earlier. Somebody made us look bad, and we make ourselves look bad well enough. Somebody that came in and made us look bad. All right, that's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Coming up next on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. I do want to get to Alex Bregman and his comments on his situation. You don't want to miss that. But before we get there, let's hear it, Tyler. Tyler, you need to let us know an interesting piece about something.
Yeah, man. Someone in this office made us look like some jackasses earlier in the show.
I mean, that's not hard to do. You got to explain it more.
I will, and I need to do some investigating. I don't have a perp.
I've done it 4 times on the show today, at least.
Me too. What?
Made us look like jackasses, especially myself.
I don't know if you were talking about eating boogers or something like that. I wasn't sure.
I was 5 years old, man.
I'm just saying. Booger eating ass.
There's enough quasi to legit embarrassing things about me that are true that you all don't have to. Yeah, I don't know how to ride a bike very well. I've not ridden a bike since that one time I got on it.
Is that my boy Ron?
Okay, there are things. Yeah. I'm heavy in some wrong places. Love handles. Can't shake them.
That's just more love, baby.
I got soft pecs all day long. Always have.
Feels like a bag of sand. No, but check it out. Someone made us look like jackasses. I don't know who it is yet, but someone in this office. Y'all saw, we talked about this earlier. Yeah. Boss Lady Sarah, our boss
talked
up
about
here.
It hell, we sang happy birthday.
Yeah.
We sang happy
Tony
birthday.
Anyway.
It's her birthday. It's her birthday.
Well,
today.
Fellas.
Happy birthday.
Today is not Boss Lady Sarah's birthday.
What?
No, for real.
I just walked through there again. It still has a photo of her.
Why would
there's
it still
one
be
behind
up
the front
there?
Desk? There's a big one behind
it's
the front
still,
desk.
It's still one right there. Why is it?
Yeah, in our lobby, there's a huge picture of her.
Are they aware it's not her birthday?
I don't know because I don't know who it is, but it is not Boss Lady Sarah's birthday. So we gave her incorrect birthday wishes earlier.
Yeah, are we even close to it?
I believe it is tomorrow.
Oh, you can't make that.
We were first.
Someone jumped 24 hours early.
You can't make that mistake. I know it ain't Leroy.
I mean, well, you're the one that brought it up.
That's my first
guess.
Is
it Leroy?
It's my first guess.
We
got
to get to
there.
The bottom of this, and Leroy's got to be on the show tomorrow.
Well, you brought it up. You're the one that let the cat out of the bag.
I'll talk to Leroy.
Confirming.
Well, I've been walking around all day. I've been saying happy birthday. We got to bring Leroy into this. Leroy is the birthday handler.
He is. That's why it's got to be
That's
Leroy.
That's got to be Leroy.
I mean, I'm going to do some investigative journalism, and we're going to get him on the show just to make sure, but it's got to be Leroy. But yeah, he made us look bad.
I don't think Leroy would make that kind of mistake.
I would not normally think he would. He seems to be right on top of it.
Unless he doesn't come in until later, and she gets here earlier in the morning, so he wanted it to happen when she got here.
But he wouldn't have done it right now. I mean,
jumped the gun on him.
It's been on since Leroy was here.
It was up when I walked in the room in the building.
It was up when I walked in the building before you.
It was up when I walked into the building before both of y'all.
That's it. I don't think that makes us look like a jackass.
I mean, we went all out. We had Tony singing.
I think now that we've said it, what happened, I don't think it makes us look like a jackass. That person's selfish.
Yeah. I'll roll with you.
We'll just have to do it again. Tell Tony to get them pipes right. Rest your pipes tonight.
Shout out to Tony.
I bet she'll be able to do it. I bet she'll be able to do it just like she did today.
Exactly.
I think I would, to a T, I bet she'll be able to pull that off. Well, I would like to say to you, Sarah Fraser, I retract my happy birthday.
You don't have to retract.
No, I do. I want to do it.
Just say happy early birthday. Your
full name too, didn't you?
No, with an H. I'm taking it.
That's your fellow Jayhawk, man.
Not until her birthday's not today. It's tomorrow. Taking it back.
We'll get it right tomorrow, boys.
Yanking it.
I like the hand
today
motions.
Was just a good rep. You know, I mean, it's important to get good reps. Good rep. Walk through.
Good rep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were full pads. We were full pad. That wasn't a walkthrough. That was all the way through right there. Good for her, Sarah Fraser. Not your birthday. Again. All right, if you missed it, the news here after the Astros game, Alex Bregman played the game, hit a home run. He led off as Altuve was off. They gave him an off day today. He leads off the first time we've seen him.
It was the only run we scored, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. First hitter.
First freaking at bat. I didn't think about that.
I'd say they had chances. They had chances.
It's a long nine innings.
But they didn't. They didn't score. They didn't score after the first batter. Tough one. Tough go of it. But he did play, but he did not play in the field. He was the DH, didn't play at third base. And after the game, people wanted to talk to him because he had not played in five games. And he was asked, the next time you'll play third base.
Do you feel like you're going to be able to play the field soon?
We'll see. I feel like the rest of the year is going to be kind of just a fluid situation. Take it day by day and see how it feels every single day and kind of make a decision as it goes. Through today for the first time, arm felt good. Didn't feel any pain or discomfort or anything. But yeah, it's just going to be one of those things. Take day by day and kind of see how it feels the rest of the year going forward.
All right, the rest of the year,
there's a fluid situation. There's a couple things there, right?
Go ahead.
The
rest of the year.
The shock of the rest of the year and the severity of this thing, and he's just going to, he don't even care. He's just putting it out there. Rest of the year. What does that mean for Alex Bregman?
And the ripple effect that means. Clearly he can hit, right? He can swing the bat right now.
Yeah, he can bat right now with less aggravation and less risk that it's going to swell up to a point where he can't swing. Apparently, throwing is a problem and could flare it up and make it to where he can't even hit. So, I would be A-okay with them just moving forward with him as a DH instead of taking the risk. Maybe if once you get to the big dance, if he needs to play at that point in time, maybe more important the games get. Maybe I don't know how that changes things, but. Yeah, I think Alex Bregman's going to be your DH for a while, boys.
It's wild. I guess it'll be when the swelling goes down because he has repeatedly made it clear that there's no pain when he throws or swings.
Can he play first?
No, but I mean I don't think they want him to throw while they're swelling.
Right.
I would imagine, right? Because he said the only time he feels pain is when his arm is in a weird situation. Now, weird angle or sleeps weird. I would normally think that the throwing motion, throwing a baseball, football, that's not a natural motion. Correct. For the human arm. I would think that would count, but he says it does not hurt when he throws. So I would imagine if the swelling goes down and he still doesn't have pain, I'd imagine that's when he throws again.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think that the fear there is more of something snapping in there if he does throw, and then he can't hit.
Well, yeah, when you say fluid situation and they can't, what we're saying, what we got from it, started from him sleeping wrong, and they can't seem to get the swelling to go down. And this is, we're over a week.
Yeah.
With that, because he said it was the middle of the week last week. We're over a week with that, so.
Well, yeah. The other part of that there, Ron, is he said he played catch today for the first time, and I think the manager said that he played a game of catch yesterday.
And I'm just going to, I don't know if I'm going to give the bit. I'm just going to think that it was a different level of catch. Because the manager made it very clear yesterday it was a light catch.
Very light.
A little light catch. Light catch. And he said today he kind of maybe got it going a little bit. But they were.
Well, the good thing is that from a lineup perspective, you can still put your best lineup out there with this particular situation.
And you do have defensive answers.
Yeah.
One in particular that jumps out. I'm not sure if they want to do it. But you do have defensive answers out there that you can be solid. That's the other part. And I think Tyler mentioned it when we first found out about this, is that Alex Bregman is a great defensive third baseman. Like, he can make, like, those bunts or those little choppers.
Yeah.
Like, he makes those plays. He is really good defensively. I think Dubon is a guy that I would put there. A guy I would just say, here, go ahead, let's leave him there. And I think that's where it seems like you're leaning, like, hell with this thing. Maybe we need to revisit this in the offseason or something. Does he need surgery? Let's go ahead and not even put it at risk and keep throwing – and keep having him even throwing if his arm can't, if they can't get the swelling down.
Yeah, well, for me, it's easy, man. I mean, if you play him in the field, you risk losing him overall. So I'll just take his bat and we'll move forward with it. And we'll put Dubon in the field and everything will be fine. Now, is it Bregman level glove? Obviously not, but it's pretty damn good. So I would be, I think that would be the move.
Yeah. All right. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access and a guy who has been a talk of the camp. Kenyon Green, he is going to join the fellas tonight. Kenyon Green's going to join the fellas tonight on Texans All Access. Area 45 behind them, live and local, Bajani and Creighton. Area 45, and Sean Bajani's ready, baby. He's had two bags of hot flaming Cheetos, and it looks like he's washed it down with a Coke.
Mm.
I think that's cherry. That's a cherry Coke right there, boy. I give it to him, man. I think he's done. He's done a nice job of being as healthy as possible. That would take me on out for the night into the next day.
Well, them hot Cheetos
with that acid,
there was a while when there was, I could do that 2-3 times.
Man, I love Cheetos.
I get that middle size bag, dude. Not that little one, the mid size.
I like to dip mine in nacho cheese.
Ooh,
I love Cheetos, dude. But I never got behind the hot Cheeto thing. I never liked them.
No,
ever. Yeah, and I like spicy food. I like Cheetos, but I don't like hot Cheetos.
I like
Cheetos.
The green, the jalapeno one.
Jalapeno cheddar? Yeah, like that one is
give me
good.
Give me, like I used to do, I used to go to the movie theater, give me a bag of that, and then get me a cup of cheese. Have to get two, because you know when you open
that's
it.
That's good. I forgot about them jalapeno cheddar ones.
Yeah. So I heard.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I've ever... I mean, I dipped my when I was in elementary school, I dipped my pizza in cheese, but the cheese on top of cheese thing is a little aggressive.
Oh, you can never have enough cheese.
I was always a ranch dipper on my pizza.
Samesies.
Don't say samesies.
Sorry.
Say same.
I won't do it again.
Same.
I'll make sure I don't tomorrow.
He's so comfortable with that. Well, samesies. All right, shout out to our guy Brandon Scott, who joined us. Texans Report, 4 o'clock, 4:40. You can check that out on the podcast page. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job as well. Happy birthday tomorrow, Sarah Frazier. We were first to say it.
Yes,
I am Ron Hughley. Done. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely day. Go ahead and give him that. I just wanted Cal and Hannah to experience that.
It's on. It's on.
For Hannah being nice.
See, you're the...
Hannah and the Hannah and Cal relationship.
He's fixing to get us in trouble.
Just, listen, Hannah, make this happen. I'm just saying, man.
Seemed impossible to fail. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.